thank you for hitting that play button. I appreciate it, and I hope to reward you with better sleep tonight as we welcome Allison Robertson to Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you live a healthier, inspired life. I'm Bill Klaproth, and this is episode number 90. Allison is an integrative nutritional health coach and specializes in empowering women with chronic stress to conquer insomnia. Allison made her way into health coaching after a 12-year career as an elementary school teacher. Having a family, working full-time, and being up half the night for days on end due to chronic stress and anxiety played a toll on her health both mentally and physically, and she was unwilling to accept sleepwalking through life as her destiny. So she made dietary and lifestyle changes that helped her start sleeping through the night, and she is going to share those tips with you today. Allison, so good to talk with you. I always start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, good. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
So I would have to say improving the quality of their sleep.
So important, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Sleep, sleep, sleep. It gets overlooked, but today we're going to try to fix it for you. And Allison, before we get started, can you fill in the blanks on your personal life and tell us what's fun for you when you're not saving the world?
Absolutely. So I'm a mom of two incredible kids. My daughter is 11 and my son is 9. We live in beautiful Colorado. And before I started to own my own health coaching business, I was an elementary school teacher for 12 years. And, you know, my kids keep me super busy with their sports. They're super into soccer, but I'm really passionate about talking about food, cooking, and health and fitness.
Love it. All right. And that busy, stressful life as a mom and educator kind of impacted your life, didn't it?
Absolutely. It sure did. You know, I've always kind of been a little bit, on, you know, a little bit on the nervous side, a little bit, you know, tending to worry. It's just kind of how my nervous system is, set up, and, you know, putting two kids into the mix and a full-time teaching job, I was swimming in stress and anxiety all day long, every single day. And then, you know, for those of you who have experienced all those feelings, you know, how defeating and depressing and overall overwhelming those feelings are. And so I had my own battle with, as I mentioned, you know, stress, anxiety, and insomnia. And I that led me to wanting to focus my health coaching business on empowering other women to conquer their stress and anxiety and sleep better.
So a lot of women probably find themselves in your same spot, full-time job, raising two kids, a lot of things going on, a lot of outside pressures and responsibilities and busy weekends, and you find yourself in this time crunch and your health unfortunately seems to go by the wayside. And let's talk about sleep a little bit within this, because when you're busy, overworked, stressed out, sleep takes a hit. The sleep deprivation, it's a real problem, isn't it?
It really is. And I think, you know, there one of the problems in our society is that so many of us feel like it's a badge of honor to go with a few hours of sleep, right? We've heard people say that before. Oh, you know, I can function on 4 hours of sleep. And it's like this, like I said, this badge of honor that we hold, but really it's so detrimental to our health.
It's so true. You're absolutely right. And we've all heard that, yes, I'm a type A person. I can function on 5 hours every night. I go to bed at 1 and I'm up at 6. I'm like, really? Come on, dude. Really? I mean, how long is that going to last? I mean, come on. Eventually, it's going to start affecting your health. So some of us don't put a premium on sleep. We learn the hard way. Some of us just are so busy and overworked that sleep just takes a hit because you do have so much to do. So help us fix this problem. How should we approach sleep? What are some tactics to get a better night's sleep and pay more attention to it?
Absolutely. So there's three main areas that I like to focus with on my clients when addressing sleep and stress. So first we look at sleep hygiene. We then look at hidden causes of stress. And then we look at lifestyle adaptation and stress reduction. So those are three main areas that I talk to all women about that kind of come my way.
Okay, so hygiene, hidden causes, and then stress reduction. So let's take each of those one by one. Tell us about hygiene.
Yeah, so like I said, sleep hygiene is the first thing that we tackle when we're dealing with sleep issues. So some things that we do to improve our sleep hygiene. So establishing a good bedtime routine. So just like kids need a consistent bedtime routine, so do adults. So this means going to bed and waking up at the same time each day. And that includes even on the weekends. So having a set sleep and wake schedule allows our body to establish its natural circadian rhythm. And if we sleep in on the weekends or go to bed late, then later than usual on the weekend, our body gets confused about those natural circadian rhythms and is thrown off, and then we have to start all over again. So a really good bedtime routine is important.
And set your sleep and wake schedule as part of that good bedtime routine. Okay.
Absolutely, yes. Turning off those phones, those tablets, those iPads, those TVs, about an hour before we go to sleep is pretty optimal. So the blue light from those devices confuses our body about what time of day it is. So too much light makes our body think it's still daytime and that it needs to be awake. So at night, of course, we want our body to get the signals that it's time for sleeping. So turning off these devices and reducing the amount of light that your lamps put out will help signal your body that it's sleep time. One other thing that I talk to women about is creating a bedroom environment conducive for sleep. So again, lighting is important. So, I recommend to replace the light bulbs in your lamps to about 40 watts, or even just putting your lights on a dimmer switch so that the light isn't so bright in your room. Blackout shades or blinds or heavy drapes to block out the sunlight is really helpful and important. Using a sound dampening machine to drown out noise, or some people prefer earplugs, it's really personal preference. The temperature of the room is key. So optimal temperature for sleeping is between 64 and 68 degrees. And in my opinion, the cooler, the better. So you can still have blankets on, but really it's the temperature of your head that matters. Covering up any type of lights that, anything that emits light. So for example, smoke detectors have that little light. So what I tell my women is to just cover that up with some electrical tape or something that will cover that light, because even the smallest amount of light can disrupt your sleep.
Okay, those are great tips for hygiene. So get a good bedtime routine, cut the screen time an hour before, and pay attention to the sleep environment. Use light bulbs of 40 watts or less. Maybe consider getting a dimmer, and then cool those temps, 64 to 68. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you were talking about number two, hidden causes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so oftentimes when we think about stress, we think of really obvious things that cause us stress, like the demands of our job, our boss. Maybe our boss is really demanding, our relationship with our spouse, our kids, even our commute to work. Those are things that usually when people think of stress, they can put their finger on those things and they know exactly what is causing their stress. But the funny thing about our body is that it doesn't differentiate different kinds of stress. So our body reacts the same way, whether the stress is coming from a demanding boss or stress from something, say, not so obvious like a food intolerance. So I work with women on identifying and uncovering those hidden causes of stress that might be impacting just their stress level in general and also their sleep. Some of those hidden causes, so high inflammatory foods, so gluten, dairy, sugar are the big ones. So I help women take those out of their diet either completely or mostly take them out of their diet. Other kind of problematic foods for people, eggs, corn, and soy. So high inflammatory foods can cause inflammation in our body, which causes our body stress. So other food intolerances. So if eliminating or reducing those foods that I just talked about isn't doing the trick, sometimes I will recommend that women have a food intolerance test done just to see if we can identify what it is that's causing them problems. Vitamin deficiencies is another area that we wouldn't necessarily be able to notice or identify on the outside, but vitamin deficiencies are a big piece of stress that could cause stress. So many times, you know, women are deficient in magnesium, vitamin D, vitamin B12 are the most common ones. Autoimmune disease is another source of hidden stress. So many women have thyroid dysfunction and they don't even know it. Eating a diet high in processed foods, drinking too much caffeine, having an unbalanced blood sugar, and even over-exercising can cause your body stress.
Wow, that's really interesting. That's a great list you just gave us. So under things for what are the hidden causes of stress, watch out for demanding jobs and bosses, relationships, potentially even food intolerance, such as high inflammatory foods, and then watch out for vitamin deficiency, potential autoimmune diseases, and high processed foods, too much caffeine, and even exercising too much. My goodness. So that's all true. When you think about each of those, you're like, okay, I could see if I'm overdoing one of those could be impacting my sleep. So Allison, that's a great list.
Yeah.
So let's move on then to stress reduction. So we've got all this high stress in our lives. How do we reduce it?
Absolutely. So, you know, I teach women to, you know, get in some movement every day. So, you know, I just talked about over-exercising, but we need to make sure we are moving every single day to help regulate those stress hormones in our bodies. So, you know, I teach women at least 20 minutes move every single day. And then the other things that we talk about, caffeine. So, you know, I'm not someone who tells women to completely eliminate caffeine. I feel like it's a personal choice. But if we are going to be having caffeine, you know, I tell women to drink it at least, you know, before noon. And I also give women a lot of caffeine alternatives that are really helpful versus like coffee. You know, of course, eliminate those hidden causes of stress is important. Avoiding eating at least 3 hours before bed is really important. We want our body to be concentrating on sleeping and producing those hormones that are responsible for sleep. And we don't want our body to be, you know, working on digesting food. So avoiding eating at least 3 hours before bed is something that I recommend. You know, I teach women to start a worry journal before bed. So anxiety, number one reason women tell me why they are awake at night. So I teach women to save their worrying for the worry journal. So at night, as part of their sleep routine, my clients list all of their worries, fears, their thoughts. I even have them write out a to-do list for the next day. So when their worrying time is over, they close the journal and they save their worrying for another day. And women say that that's really helpful. Deep diaphragmic breathing is another way to reduce stress. So structured ways to do this are meditation and yoga, but even, you know, if you can't fit those into your life, or if they're not interesting to you, just sitting or laying and just doing some deep breathing exercises will reduce your stress. Women love hot Epsom salt baths with lavender oil if you have it. It helps with relaxation, but also allows your body to soak up some of that magnesium from the Epsom salt. And then, you know, Bill, something else that's really a big piece of the stress reduction is mindset shift. And so I love this quote from Gandhi. He says, "There's only 2 days of the year you can do nothing about, yesterday and tomorrow." So I talk to women a lot about just staying in the present moment and focusing on what they have control over at that time.
More with my awesome guest today, Allison Robertson, coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the Cycling IQ or Running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/which way. It's my show, Which Way? How about that? Or mention the promo code Which Way when you talk to a Health IQ agent. See how I take care of you. Once again, this is so cool. Check it out at healthiq.com/which way. When it comes to food and sleep, how big of a correlation is there? I know you touched on that a little bit, but is a bad diet really bad for sleep? I know that you're going to say yes, but give us a little more details on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So processed foods are high inflammatory foods. And so I know that I mentioned this before. So inflammation, it's pretty common knowledge that inflammation is the root cause of all disease and illnesses. So, you know, for your overall health, processed foods we should eliminate or at least reduce them heavily. And certainly the food that we're eating affects our gut health. And so that's another big thing that I work with women on is improving their gut health. And so something interesting is that even just 2 hours of stress can disrupt your microbiome. So, and think about it, how many of us experience at least 2 hours of stress in a day, right? That's 90% of us. So
yes, right.
So food plays a huge piece in just overall health, but it plays a huge piece in how much stress we experience and also our gut health.
So when you say inflammation, can you explain that to us? When I think of inflammation, I think, I banged my wrist on something and it's swollen, it's inflamed. When you talk about inflammation inside the body or in the body, what is that?
Yeah, so you're right, Bill. So, you know, inflammation is our body's way of telling us that that it has something to heal, right? We we fall into a hole, we sprain our ankle, it swells, that's inflammation, and that inflammation is telling our body that it has something to heal. So inflammation inside our body it's the same idea. We have inflammation in our gut, then that's an indication that we have something out of balance that our body needs to heal.
So cutting out processed foods, that's something I think we all can easily work on. And then you were talking about food intolerances too. Is there a way we can do that on our own, or is that something we have to go see a specialist for?
Yeah, that's a good question. So there are many at-home kits that you can purchase, and you can send those in to a laboratory to be evaluated. But I always encourage women when they do that to bring the test results to a naturopathic doctor or a functional medicine doctor to help them kind of look at the results, just to have kind of a trained eye on that, a medical professional, to be able to decipher the results.
Okay, that's great advice. Excellent. So let me ask you this before we wrap up. So I always try to give my listeners simple strategies and a plan to get them moving in the right direction. Out of all those sleep tips that you passed along, is there one someone should start doing right away, or an easy one like tonight, everyone should do this or try to do this?
Yep. So my recommendation would be to decide about how much sleep you think your body might need. So everyone needs between 7 and 9 hours of sleep. And then today, decide what time you're going to go to bed and what time you're going to wake up, and then to be able to start that routine. And everyone can do that today.
So start that sleep schedule right away. That's excellent. Okay, and when it comes to our diets, again, you're a certified nutritional coach. What's something we can do today to start working on our diets?
So it's amazing that, first of all, just focusing on, whole, real foods. So reducing or eliminating foods that come from a package or a box. But I talk to a lot of women, Bill, about magnesium, because magnesium is one of the mineral deficiencies that more than 90% of women are deficient in. So getting in those foods that are high in magnesium, everyone can do this today. So spinach, Swiss chard, pumpkin seeds, almonds, black beans, avocados, and then my personal favorite, dark chocolate. Great sources of magnesium.
And my personal favorite, too.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate.
Right. Very rarely do we hear of someone who doesn't like chocolate. Yeah.
All right. So this is about 5 weeks ago. I hurt my back taking down Christmas decorations. I've had back issues my whole life. And so I went to a woman that's been doing needling on me, and she said, we need to pump up your magnesium.
Yeah.
So this magnesium thing, this is something we all need to pay attention to. And I know people should check with their doctors first, so I'm not making any medical recommendations here, neither is Allison, but is thinking about that on a supplementary basis a good idea?
You know what? It's on a kind of a case-to-case basis, but I have to say that because women and just people in general are so deficient in magnesium, many times most of the women that I work with and most people in general would benefit from some supplementation. So again, check with your doctor to see what would be right for you. But typically people need, as far as supplementation, between 80 and up to like 350 milligrams of additional magnesium per day. So a great time to take that is right before bed, because magnesium is really great for relaxation. So that's when, it's like I said, a great time to take that supplement.
Yep, that's exactly what she told me. So I went on, I got a bottle of it, and I'm starting it now. So we'll see.
Great.
Well, Allison, thank you so much for your time today. And I know that you have something you want to pass along to my listener. So you have a free chocolate cookbook. Again, you're speaking my language. Can you tell us about that and how we can get that and what's all in that?
Absolutely. So, like I said, addressing our need for that additional magnesium, I've put together some really incredible chocolate recipes to kind of bump up our magnesium intake every day. And so starting on this Wednesday, I'm going to be doing a Facebook Live series called For Chocolate Series. And I'm going to be demonstrating some of these recipes, but anyone can get the recipes. So I've provided the link that I believe is going to be in your show notes.
Yep, we're going to put it right there. Yep.
Great.
Allison, thank you for sharing that with us, and chocolate, love it. I will be checking that out. Can you also tell us other ways we can connect with you?
Absolutely. So you can find me at arhealthcoaching.com. You can also find me on Facebook, AR Health Coaching, as well as Instagram.
That's wonderful. And we're going to put all those links up on the show notes page at radiomd.com. So you can find those links and also the link for the healthy, delicious, and easy chocolate recipes, which sound nummy. And Allison, before we go, I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes, which is, remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Allison, thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
And thank you for listening to Which Way Is Life. Remember to catch every episode. Just subscribe on iTunes or my show page at radiomd.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you can, go on to iTunes, leave me a rating and review. That way I have a chance to reach a wider audience and help more people. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcasts. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. Hit me up there. Also, you can check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.